Check, check, check. Checking in. Oh, yeah. This is probably the Scarborough Dude. Could just as easily be Ken, but feels more like the Scarborough Dude. And don't get all excited, because this is not a Dixon Janes podcast. This is coming out on the Dixon Janes feed at the recommendation of a good friend, Mr. Ed, in Montreal. I've only met Ed once, but I respect the guy. I mean, it's hard not to respect librarians. I had said, yeah, I thought of that too. Here's the thing. Okay, let's get right down to the point, because I want to keep this short. I'm missing my Dixon Janes listeners, those of you who haven't carried over and given Ken a try on the Baby Sally podcast. And I know some of you just got put off by the name, oh my God, Baby Sally Sunday Sermons. It's now been shortened to Baby Sally Talks, by the way. And then others of you might have tuned in and said, oh my God, he's talking Gestalt therapy in church. How boring can you be? And I agree, it was a little churchy, a little nice. I tried to present myself as a nicer guy that maybe anybody could listen to. And what I find interesting about it, and I hoped some of you would too, those of you who haven't yet checked in, is that, like any podcast, there's an evolution, there's a growth, I don't know if it's necessarily a maturing, but things happen as you move along. And from the beginning, from the very first episode, I've been questioning my voice. Who is this Ken guy who seems awfully polite and refuses to swear? So finally, episode 11, the one I just put out, I had Scarborough Dude on, and I interviewed him, and of course Scarborough Dude swore and suggested I do the same, and don't worry about those people out there who may be offended, because that'll only mess you up. So I'm going to try and take that advice and go from there, but I honestly don't know. It's like any podcast. See, when I was doing Dixon Janes, you don't know what's coming ahead, and that's the fun of it. You don't know where you're going. I mean, it blows my mind to think that some people wouldn't get that, and there's a lot of people podcast for specific reasons, and they map it all out, and they have a plan, and that's fine. But for me, this is a voyage of discovery, self-discovery, and an adventure, like, you know, getting into a raft and sailing along, and you don't know what's up around that next turn, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen. And it's great fun, and that's what will continue to happen on the Baby Sally podcast. So all I'm saying, it's a little bit of a plea. I don't want to beg too much. But I had the feeling when Dixon Janes ended, a lot of people said, okay, good, phew, that frees me up. I've got an hour of my life back every week. I'm not going to give it back to Ken. And so I deliberately kept the Baby Sally podcast shorter, you know, try to stick it to 30 minutes or under. Now, they're creeping up there a little bit by the time I add in a song. But not always. So, I'm just saying, give it a try. You can find it on iTunes. If you Google Baby Sally or Baby Sally Podcast, bam, it's there. You can subscribe. Nothing easier than that. You can go straight to the blog. It's blogspot / or dot, I don't know, Baby Sally Talks. And you'll find it. And you could subscribe, you know, and you can tune in. Now, those of you who say, hey, I don't have time, man. I'm already behind on the Anthony Marco Emporium. I couldn't possibly keep up. Okay, boom. Start in on number 11. If you don't want to listen to the first two, which, as far as I'm concerned, is a mistake, that's fine. That's your business. Don't bother. Just start with 11 and come along for the ride. So, this is it. I think that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to give you a whole podcast. You can tune into my other fucking podcast if you want to hear it. Right? It's as simple as that. That's just what I'm saying. I have the feeling I'm not getting much feedback. I miss you guys. I missed the Scarborough Dude a great deal. That was, like, that's who I felt comfortable with. And when I ended Dixon Janes, I felt I had to end the Scarborough Dude and become Ken. And I'm still dealing with that. I don't quite know what that means. And, well, tune in to number 11 and you'll hear a little bit of that discussion and see where it goes from there. As it is, I have no idea what's going to happen on episode number 12, but I can tell you, There'll be stuff. You might be interested. I can still tell a story. So tune in, will you? Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that. And send me a comment when you do. You know, you can still send it to dixonjanes@gmail.com. I'll still get them or post wherever the hell you like. But let me know you're out there listening and giving this thing a try. All right? That's it. So if you're surprised to see this pop up in your feed, well, this is the whole purpose. And if I don't have a feeling it's working, maybe I'll do another one in a month. Oh, I just did realize. I forgot all about it. These little things you do with the... what's that little program, you know, that you have on your iPhone and you can do a podcast? I haven't done one for so long that way. You know what I'm talking about. You just sort of record on the fly and put it up. Maybe I'll do one of those sometime. But meanwhile, come back. Oh, and the other ones, you know, that Talking To episode. I recorded three shows with Shane Burley. Those are just sitting in the can. And Gappage, we recorded a couple of podcasts. Those are just sitting there. Nothing's happening there either. So the only, if you want to hear me, and, you know, that's debatable point, I'm sure. You got to go to Baby Sally. Baby Sally Talks. Scarborough Dude, on behalf of Ken, trying to get a few more listeners. Bye for now.